Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. I often think we, and by we I mean all of us collectively, people, journalists, politicians, all of us, overestimate the degree to which judges appointed by a particular president continue to represent that president's point of view for the rest of their careers. I'm also suspicious of the meaning of the labels liberal and conservative as applied to jurists and used to predict their future opinions. Years ago, a friend of mine was summoned to jury duty. It was a long, complicated, and serious case, a charge of manslaughter, as I recall. My friend was the owner of a small construction company, a Republican, a hunter, a Second Amendment guy, who didn't have much good to say about people who didn't look and think as he did. As I recall it, the accused at trial was a member of a minority. Sometime after the trial was over, I ran into him and asked him how it had gone. His answer surprised me. "I tell you what," he began, "if I ever get in trouble, I hope I get a judge and jury who work as hard to get at the truth as we did." He was, there's no other word for it, awed by the working of the law, and had been totally unprepared for the challenges of the task. It was extremely difficult at first, he said, to shuck all of his preconceptions, suppositions, and prejudices, and consider only the evidence properly placed before them in that courtroom. He couldn't quite get his head around the concept until it occurred to him that it was like sitting down to play a game of Monopoly. You had to think and act according to the rules of the game, not by the rules by which you lived your life. After a while, he said it was as if the sights and sounds of the outside world became muted and the facts and evidence, along with the arguments of the contesting attorneys and the rulings of the judge, took over their complete attention. When the trial was over, he said it took him days to readjust to reality. And he said he would never again be quick to judge someone based on a news story or some gossip. I think of my friend every time I hear someone say that so-and-so was appointed to the federal bench by Nixon or by Clinton, and assume from that single fact that they know what the judge is going to rule and why. For one thing, there is no job on earth more secure than that of a federal judge. It's a lifetime appointment that no president can rescind, including the one who made the appointment. Presidents, on the other hand, serve 4 or 8 years and vanish. Just last July, 2 Supreme Court justices appointed by President Trump ruled against him in 2 landmark cases concerning release of his tax returns and financial information. This while the famously vengeful Trump was still in office. A lot of Washington insiders were carried out in a dead faint. Now, many feathers are being fluffed over the religious beliefs of the current Trump nominee to the court, Amy Coney Barrett. After paying lip service to the fact that the Constitution forbids a religious test for appointment to the court or any other office of the Republic, her opponent's mantra is, "Well, sure, but she's a very conservative Catholic, you know." She wrote an article about her own beliefs, one that some members of Congress used in opposition to her appointment to the federal bench. In that article, she enumerated some very conservative Catholic religious beliefs, and then said that if they bore in any way upon any case that came before her, she would recuse herself, which is exactly the right position, and as much as you can ask of any judge. I'm well aware that there are judges with liberal and conservative tendencies, but if they do not want to be reversed on appeal, and they most assuredly do not, they keep their tendencies on a short leash in the courtroom. There's a reason why it takes 3 years to get a law degree and decades of experience as a lawyer to qualify for a judgeship. The law is complicated. As my friend the juror discovered, it requires that people before the bar of justice think and act much differently than they are accustomed to do in order to achieve justice. People acting in a courtroom are required to shed their religious, political, racial, gender, and class presuppositions in order to do their job. If, for example, a justice is going to rule to reverse Roe v. Wade, the basis of present abortion law, it cannot be because the justice hates abortions. To stand, the decision must be based on the requirements of the Constitution and the precedents of the law. To assume that an experienced judge will abandon the hard-won practices of a long career and suddenly start handing down only conservative Republican or liberal Democratic decisions strikes me as simplistic. I know, Clarence Thomas, but still. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.